to non-Western countries like Japan and India, and indeed are spreading throughout the world. We can look forward to the day when science can no longer be identified with the West, but is seen as the shared possession of humankind. Chapter 8. 20th Century Blues. Blues. 20th century blues are getting me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues? Noel Coward, Cavalcade. Wherever we have been able to pursue our chains of questions about force and matter sufficiently far, the answers have been found in the standard model of elementary particles. And at every high-energy physics conference since the late 1970s, experimentalists have reported increasingly precise agreement between their results and the predictions of the standard model. You might think that high-energy physics would be feeling some sense of contentment, so why are we so blue? First of all, the standard model describes the electromagnetic and weak and strong nuclear forces, but it leaves out a fourth force. Actually, the first known of all the forces, the force of gravitation. This omission is not simply absent-mindedness. As we shall see, there are formidable mathematical obstacles to describing gravitation in the same language that we use to describe the other forces in the standard model, the language of quantum field theory. Second, although the strong nuclear force is included in the standard model, it appears as something quite different from the electromagnetic and weak nuclear forces, not as part of a unified picture. Third, although the standard model treats the electromagnetic and the weak nuclear forces in a unified way, there are obvious differences between these two forces. For instance, under ordinary circumstances, the weak nuclear force is much weaker than the electromagnetic force. We have a general idea of how the differences between the electromagnetic and weak forces arise, but we do not fully understand the source of these differences. Finally, apart from the problem of unifying the four forces, the standard model involves many features that are not dictated by fundamental principles, as we would like, but instead simply have to be taken from experiment. These apparently arbitrary features include a menu of particles, a number of constants such as ratios of masses and even the symmetries themselves. We can easily imagine that any or all of these features of the standard model might have been different. To be sure, the standard model is a huge improvement over the mismatch of approximate symmetries, ill-formulated dynamical assumptions, and mere facts that my generation of physicists had to learn in graduate school.